Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're going to read or listen or watch. And you got 5 seconds, you got 3 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got it there for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The video, don't forget the video, brand new video up today. John Audette is our guest, founder of CEO and CEO of 406 Strategies, Inc. That's 406strategies.com. Adam, John, is that right?
That's correct.
And I call him Adam because his son Adam is a member of our brain trust too. And even though John was the original one here, John, we're talking about pricing. We're talking about small business owners getting the price that they must have to in order to stay in business, because the price that they get is what helps drive their profit margin, their gross profit margin, from which they pay their expenses and hopefully wind up with something on the bottom line. John, before we go any further, I want to say something I've said 1,000 times on this show. The price war is over and small business lost. Yes. Don't fight a war that's not only already over, but you've already lost. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. So it comes down to how do you compete? And, you search for value adds in your offering to your customers or your clients. And, and there are three that come to mind very quickly. One of them is develop a relationship. That's one thing they might try to develop a relationship between you and Amazon, but you're talking to a computer. The big boxes, they basically have, for the most part, people who are not paid very well.
You don't build relationships with big boxes. You just don't do it.
No, you don't. You don't. And so you have a chance, as that smaller local business, to build that relationship with your customer. And of course, you do it, when you're person to person. But there's that irony of the internet again. It's a wonderful communication system.
Mm-hmm.
So capture their email address and their permission to email them, and you bribe them to get that if you have
right.
to. Give them
right.
a free cup of coffee or dessert,
mm-hmm.
something. And, and then communicate with them and spoil them and give them special offers. And so that's one way you can do it. Cultivate, ask them to please, if they've had a good experience, to mention you out there
right.
on one of their review sites.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Google Places, go to Yelp, go to the different ones and say something nice about you. But there's a big social fabric out there, and I'll say this very quickly, but I just went through some surgery that had me bedridden for a few weeks, and one of the things I did was get involved in this game that my grandson introduced me to. It's a game that's got many layers. You can play it as a child, or you can play it almost like chess as an adult, and there are online communities for this game. And so I thought, what the heck, I'm not doing anything, so I think I'll just start a forum for it. This forum, we have such a community that people, when they travel different places, countries and so on, they go see each other. And that really sold me on the idea that you can actually develop true relationships just online.
Mm-hmm.
And this forum has turned into a real community.
Well, and it's for small businesses. We think of small business as the high-touch part of the marketplace. But there's nothing wrong with starting and maintaining a relationship online. It's just another way of, it's another tool. It's just like if you would have, in the old days, you would have picked up the phone and called someone. You can still do all that, but you still have to do something as a small business in order to justify your price. You have to do something more than just offer them a great product at a price they're willing to pay. There's got to be some connection. There's got to be some emotional connection to you, whether it be they like you so much they can't wait to see you again, or maybe your employees, or the experience they have when they come in your building, or it could be intimidation, John. And when I say intimidation, if you remember Robert Ringer wrote the book Winning Through Intimidation, what he was talking about is doing such a good job that people would be afraid to do business with somebody else for fear that they won't get that kind of that level of service.
Yeah, you know, trust is a big one, and people do business first of all with people that they trust. And there's a second thing is we're all for all this technology and so on, and I do live on the internet, you know, a great deal of my time. We're still tribal. We're still tribal animals. And, you know, we like to bond together with our local tribal members. And that's mm-hmm. something that local businesses can take advantage of by building those relationships. And, you know, what segues into relationship is service, personal service. And, you know, remember, was that the old GE slogan or something? Service begins with the sale.
Right.
But, I mean, you really need to take that to heart. That's just the opening of the relationship. And you can use that to further it and create that loyalty that people will feel to you, because people really do. And they once they build that, they're willing to spend a few bucks more.
Well, let's remember that humans haven't changed. The tools we use, the technology we use, some of the ways we go about things may have changed, but human beings, as Nesbitt said 30 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we want. He was talking about the consistency for humans to want to continue to be connected, like you were just saying, as tribes.
That's exactly right. And actually, that premise that human emotions haven't changed in probably thousands of years is what makes me a lot of money in the stock market.
Yeah.
Because for all the back and forth and falderal and so on and all the talking heads and everything else, human emotions never change.
Yep, that's right. John, give us the website, please.
406strategies.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. We'll be right back with John Audette.
But when you're walking down the street.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.